You're listening to The Faith Experiment, the daily edition with Robbie Bergen, your daily dose of experimenting with ancient manuscripts. Join Robbie now as he helps you to apply ancient truths to our modern lives.
Today's claim comes from John chapter 3, verse 3. Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Imagine a tree in winter. Its branches are bare and lifeless against the cold sky. Come spring, this same tree flourishes with life, its branches laden with fresh green leaves and new blossoms. This transformation is akin to being born again in the Spirit, a transition from spiritual barrenness to abundant life in Christ. In the conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus in John chapter 3, Jesus underscores the necessity of being born again, not a physical birth, but a spiritual rebirth, where the Holy Spirit revitalizes our spirit, enabling us to truly live and comprehend the things of God. Like the tree transitioning from winter to spring, being born again is about experiencing a spiritual awakening and renewal, allowing us to enter the kingdom of God with fresh eyes and a rejuvenated spirit. Today's experiment: meditate on the concept of being born again. Reflect on your own spiritual rebirth and relationship with the Holy Spirit. If you haven't made a commitment to being born again, consider taking this step today. Write a prayer or a letter to God on a piece of paper, expressing your desire to be born again in the Spirit, or reaffirming your commitment if you've already taken this first step. Pray over this and trust in God's promise to renew your spirit. Keep this paper in your Bible or a special place as a reminder of your spiritual rebirth and an abundant life Jesus offers to those who are born of the Spirit.
That was Robbie Bergen with your daily faith experiment for today. To find more faith experiments that you can put into practice each and every day, visit faithexperiment.com and look for daily faith experiments. And be sure to tune in tomorrow for your next daily faith experiment.